Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Media.
There is no place I'd rather be than with you.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, my name is Johnny Taco. Welcome to the show, of course. For the next couple of hours, we're talking sports, a little comedy as well, and some social humor. Maybe poke a jab or two at the president if we can. But the bottom line is we're here to have fun. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, we're coming to you live from the City by the Bay, real close to Fisherman's Wharf, baby, the most beautiful place in the entire world. If you ever get a chance to come out here, the City by the Bay, San Francisco, of course, Pier 39 awaits, no doubt about that. Well, we're talking Golden State Warriors, right? The world champions of the NBA, of course. Man, are they destined to be God's team? Of course, that's what I've been calling them for the last couple of years. God's team, God's team, God's team. Well, we'll see what God's team can do come 2017-2018. Tonight, we'll hear from Steph Curry and the entire gang live here on the Johnny Taco Show.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, I'm Lady Gaga. Recently, I was lucky enough to spend the day with a class of students and talk to them about their dreams for the future. But I realized more than ever the struggle that teachers face every day to supply their students with the right tools and the right environment to pursue their passions. That's why I'm teaming up with Staples for Students. They're donating $2 million to DonorsChoose.org and Born This Way Foundation. Join us at StaplesForStudents.org.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Irving, a little shake and bait. Again, scoop layup off the glass. Irving for three. Klay Thompson, catch and shoot. That's good. Korver finds Kevin Love. Sealed down low. Misses. Tip won't go. Rebound stripped. Green picks it up. Durant back in the game. Drives past Korver. Draws the foul. Shot's good and one.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Right now, they have no answers to stop this team.
We're talking the Golden State Warriors here on the Johnny Taco Show. Of course, the Golden State Warriors are 2016 champions. They weren't the champs of 2015. Of course, LeBron James and those guys coming to town, winning that Game 7. Who could ever forget the fact the Warriors, they choked so badly. They just choked. I mean, they were up, what, 3-1? They lost the series 4-3? Come on, man. You don't go up 3-1 on a team that you're dominating and then go lose three games in a row. It's just impossible. I mean, no, but it wasn't. It happened, okay? LeBron made that comeback. But, of course, LeBron can't do it on his own, and that's the reason why LeBron James and those guys didn't capture the 2016-2017 title, because of the fact that the Warriors are a complete team, no doubt about that. Kevin Durant, I mean, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is the man that makes things happen for the Golden State Warriors is Mr. Steph Curry.
But what ways are you seeing the camp grow, and how are kids getting involved at all levels?
I mean, the intensity is always great. There's a lot of talent here. I kind of joke sometimes that when I was in high school, I wasn't a part of this group that's invited to this camp. But it's obviously great to give back to the game and have 24 really talented players come and hopefully learn from some great coaches. This camp's evolved with our curriculum and what we're putting the kids through, and also just, you know, obviously the competition and the exposure we hope to offer them going forward. So there's a lot of alums in the NBA right now, and about 5 alums that got drafted this year. So not saying this camp is the reason, but there's obviously a great atmosphere here because of the talent and because of the competition. And I like to get out there and compete with them when I can and show them the ropes.
How do you like working with all these kids?
I mean, it's just fun. It's kind of a good way for me to just, you know, stay sharp somewhat in the off season. They know one speed, and that's on 100. So if I'm out there playing, I got to keep up, and your competitive juices start to come back for sure. So it's cool to get out there. Like I said, show them the fundamentals and details of what we're trying to teach them, and then just hopefully encourage them to keep working hard and getting better.
Every generation says the next generation is different. What's different about high school kids as opposed to when you were a high school kid?
I mean, you just look around, the athleticism is crazy. I mean, there's obviously athletes from my day, and I'm not one of them, but guys that I played against and before me that you obviously look like are high flyers and just, you know, raw athletes. But just the pure athleticism across the board, especially the guys we have here, it's pretty impressive and something that you kind of expect as the game continues to grow. But the thing that's, I think, the same is these kids want to learn. They're hungry. They want to be great at the game. And thankfully, I don't think that's changed when it comes to just the level of intensity mentally and physically that they're putting into it.
Are you going to take a break this offseason? You have been everywhere.
I mean, I only got 3 months to get it all in, so just enjoying every opportunity I have. You know, obviously it's a lot of great things going on, and yeah, I'm gonna enjoy every minute of it. I get some good sleep, get some good workouts in, getting ready for next year. But that's just kind of how I go.
Steph, do you ever take a breath and think, "Wow, this past 3 years, like, it's just the most amazing ride that you're still on"?
I think about it every day, and it kind of just helps me put things in perspective. Just, you know, how blessed I am to be able to do what I'm able to do on and off the floor, the opportunities that I have to even, like, in this term, like, run a camp like this, because I used to go to the camps of guys, you know, who played before me and learn from them and just be kind of awestruck and eyes wide open, trying to learn as much as I could. And then, you know, fast forward to these last 3 years, and now I'm on the other side of that equation, giving back to the next generation of players. So all that is very surreal, but it's humbling just to be in that position. And it actually helps me stay motivated to keep working, because I don't want the ride to end.
What does it mean to you that Bob almost resigned the entire roster, and just some of the contracts that guys took to stick around?
I mean, it's huge, because, like I said, we have great potential and opportunity to do some amazing things and win more championships. And when you have that that chemistry, you don't want it to end. You don't want to have to kind of start over. I wouldn't necessarily say rebuild, but just take advantage of the camaraderie and the chemistry and the vibe that we've created around, you know, the Warriors organization. So for them to get it done, to sign all the guys that they needed to sign, and, you know, add two great players in Omer Caspi and Nick Young, draft Jordan Bell, like, I think we got better, and that's obviously a good sign for us to try, hopefully, pick up where we left off. So I'm excited about getting back to work, but I'm going to enjoy the next 5 weeks for sure of the off season.
Steph, what do you think about what's happened around the league this offseason? I mean, Paul George and the drama in Cleveland with Kyrie. You guys, as you said, are kind of returning intact mostly, but what's your sense of what's happening elsewhere?
I mean, everybody's trying to make moves to get better and to become, you know, championship contenders. And, you know, when I guess before our first finals appearance, we were doing the same thing, trying to load up and put together the right, you know, combination of guys and the right roster to take our team to the next level. So it's obviously great for the league that there is that much movement and shuffling of the deck and teams taking chances with personnel to try to get better. And you obviously look around the Western Conference, it's going to be the amount of talent up and down the board is going to be crazy. So, you know, just because we have the same team coming back, we're going to have to go through some different challenges and answer the bell. But around the league, it's obviously great that winning still matters, and that everybody's trying to make that happen.
What can you say about Steph Curry that hasn't already been said, folks? I mean, think about this. 80 games in 2009, 2010. I mean, he's only 21 years old. And I mean, he was the man, no doubt about it. And we knew right then and there that a star was born. We knew that a star was born. When he did his rookie year in 2009,
We knew right then and there that a star was born. We didn't know that he would take us to all these championships and things like that, but we knew right then and again a star was born. Of course, now he's like 28, going to be 29 years old. Of course, he played 79 games in 2016, 2017, averaged 33 minutes a game, averaged 25 points a game, 4.5 rebounds a game. I mean, the man's all over the court, no doubt about it. He's the most motivating guy I can imagine watching a basketball game. He's so motivated. He's almost like, he's not as dictatorial as Rick Barry was, but he's all the leader that Rick Barry was definitely back in the days of the Golden State Warriors when they won their title back in 1975. No doubt about that. Steph Curry, the great Steph Curry on Johnny Taco Live, of course, from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Taco Man Radio Live.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Booster for 10 and Curry. Oh, my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc. Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang. Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800 508-5774.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Never been a big fan of Max Kellerman. I used to call him Max Kellerboy. Of course, he and I broke in together back in the 80s, 90s, as far as boxing was concerned. But, of course, he went to iconic levels as far as his broadcasting. So more power to Max. Well, Max, of course, is hooked up with Stephen Smith. And, of course, they have their own point of views as far as the Golden State Warriors are concerned.
Fans here at a place that they call Roracle Arena are ready to go. Curry gets in, left-handed shot is good off the glass. And Durant knocks it down, his third field goal. Curry, nice adjustment on another good screen. This is a 17-2 run. Curry and the foul! One of those Warrior avalanches. There it is, redemption for Golden State. One of the great playoff runs of all time is complete. The Warriors are NBA champions again.
It was a fantastic first season together for Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. No surprise, winning the NBA Finals back in June. Durant took home the Finals MVP award, and looking ahead to this season, ESPN.com thinks he might be taking home more hardware. A panel voted KD to the top of the list. His teammate and fellow former MVP Curry came in seventh. Max, what I need to know from you is who is the key to success there for the Warriors? Is it Curry or is it Durant?
The answer is Steph Curry. Now, I want to explain what I mean, because I'm not arguing Steph Curry's better than Kevin Durant. I want to be very clear about that. This is a sport that selects out for height. Kevin Durant's almost 7 feet tall. Steph Curry's a little over 6 feet tall. That's a huge advantage for Durant, and it's the reason he's a better player, really. But Steph Curry is more important to the Warriors, to their success, than Durant. What do I mean by this, Stephen A? Well, before Kevin Durant got to the Golden State Warriors, they'd already won a championship with Steph Curry as the league MVP, and then won 73 games, the all-time regular season record, and came within a shot of winning another championship the following year with Steph Curry, once again, the regular season MVP, and that was pre-Kevin Durant. So Steph Curry is the engine that drives that team. They don't have any other penetrating guard who can shoot from the distance he can. And that's what makes the Warriors special. Not just that Clay can bomb from deep, or that Draymond is this unique pick-and-roll partner that's modernized the modern NBA, but that not all three-point shots are created equal. And the fact that Steph can shoot from such distance, he had to pick him up at half court, creates extra space for guys like Draymond Green, who go from 33% shooters to 38% shooters, because the defender has more distance to cover. Draymond's open for longer. And the fact that Steph shoots as deadly as he does, as deadly as he is, makes all the difference. Plus, his handles are such that he can get wherever he wants. Basketball without posting up, Stephen A, is still about who can get to the painted area. That sets up your offense, and Steph can get there because he can take you off the dribble. There's no one else on the Warriors who can do that like Steph. Livingston's excellent, but that's not what he does. Clay doesn't have the handles to do it, really. You want Clay, if you're the opponent, putting the ball on the floor, trying to get to the paint and make decisions. That's not what he does best. Steph does that, and he does it well enough to get them all the way knocking on the championship door. Clearly, Durant puts them over that top and gets them in through the door, but Steph is the most important player on the team.
You're wrong, but let me break this down for you. Let's omit last season, Kevin Durant's first year in Golden State. This is Kevin Durant from beyond his start, his second year in the league. Not rookie year, his second year. 25.3, 30.1, 27.7, 28, 28, 32, 25.4, and 28.2 points per game on 47% shooting from the field or better, and 86% shooting from the free throw line or better. This is before he ever wore the same uniform as Steph Curry. This dude is the one individual that has a chance legitimately to challenge the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time scoring in NBA history. That's how lethal and prolific Kevin Durant is. Not to mention the fact that Kevin Durant's presence on the Golden State Warriors sealed the fate of LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, because you couldn't just necessarily guard Steph Curry the way that you once did, because now LeBron James had somebody to guard at the three spot as opposed to being able to spy and cheat all over the place because the defender was Harrison Barnes the year before. You could afford to sit up there and switch things up. You couldn't do that right now because you had to pay attention to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was the difference. Kevin Durant, as you said, is better. And Kevin Durant is the one individual that's considered the quintessential threat to the greatness and supremacy of LeBron James. It's not that Steph Curry isn't lethal or big time. He's a two-time champion, a two-time league MVP, and the greatest shooter that I have ever seen in NBA history. But nevertheless, with all of that said, he doesn't resonate the way that Kevin Durant does as it pertains to being the direct foe to a LeBron James and what LeBron James brings to the table.
Well, you're...
Kevin Durant individually neutralized, even though LeBron averaged a triple-double, he neutralized LeBron James in terms of what LeBron James, how he could impact the entire game with everybody around him because he had somebody who was a physical freak of nature like himself.
But
that's the difference.
You talked around that just then because on the one hand, I concede Kevin Durant's better than Steph Curry. If you could take either guy, Kevin Durant's the better player. We're talking about who's more important to the success of the Warriors. Your argument is actually, on the one hand, Kevin Durant is better. I agree. On the other hand, he has marginal utility, meaning when you add this, it gets you over the top. Like, how much benefit do you get from Durant's presence? The difference between Durant being there and not being there is with Durant, you can't not win the championship. There's no real threat to the team. They're over the top. But even without Durant, according to you, it had not been essentially for bad luck, a bad call against Draymond, apparently, or ruling against Draymond and Steph's injury. They would have been back-to-back champions anyway and very well may have won a third consecutive title without Kevin Durant. Well, in fact, Kevin Durant's team, which was quite good, had Russell Westbrook, league MVP, caliber player,
but let me respond to
then,
what you're saying.
Couldn't get by the Warriors with Steph.
Yeah, but you got to remember there were explosions when Klay Thompson showed up and handled his business and did his thing, and Iguodala was the MVP the first go round when they won the title the first year. What I basically am saying to you is that even though Golden State could win, I would have no doubt in my mind that even without Steph Curry, if Golden State had Kevin Durant with Klay and the rest of the crew but did not have Steph Curry, I believe they would have a better chance of winning than if they had Steph Curry instead of Kevin Durant.
I disagree with that. I think they're better.
Yeah, that's where we disagree.
You know why,
that's
Stephen A? Because I saw Steph Curry in that crew beat LeBron without his co-stars and then very nearly beat him after they ran into a string of bad luck. They came as close as you could to beating him again. And this time LeBron did have his co-stars. And I saw Kevin Durant keep running into the wall. That's Golden State. Now, a lot of that has to do with the system Golden State runs and the other players, et cetera. But
well,
Durant had
a lot of that had to do with Oklahoma City. Scott Brooks, Russell Westbrook being a scoring guard as opposed to a true point guard. It had a lot to do
just
with
like
that,
no
too.
One's trying
of course
to
he
hear,
had a lot.
Just like no one's trying to hear the details about LeBron. Like, LeBron, you had plenty. No one's trying to hear that about Durant either. I want to say that, yes, Durant is better and, as I argued, has more marginal utility there, meaning he gets him over the top. But the point is, there's no marginal utility to be had if Steph isn't there as the engine of a machine that is just about unstoppable, without KD.
I'm not disagreeing with that element. I'm saying you could say that about anybody. So ultimately what it comes down to, I'm talking about various teams, not that particular team, but various teams. If they didn't have certain parts, of course they wouldn't win. We could say that about anybody. We could come up with that argument about anybody. But in the end, what it comes down to is this. Max Kellerman religiously states that LeBron is the best player in the world. What's the closest thing in existence to being LeBron's kryptonite? It would happen to be the reigning defending NBA. Nope. It would happen to be the reigning defending NBA champion, who's the NBA Finals MVP in Kevin Durant.
Let's put it this way.
At this particular moment in time.
I know,
that's the reality.
I know why you think the way you do, but I think actually you're wrong given the way the question is phrased. Yes, Durant's better. Yes, he has marginal utility. And yes, he is harder to replace than Steph. In other words, Damian Lillard can approximate a lot of what Steph does. There are various point guards who are not quite to the level of Steph, but can do a lot of the things Steph can do. But none of them are on the Golden State roster. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant may be a little harder to approximate. There are only three guys I can think of. There's Kawhi, two guys, Kawhi and Paul George. Am I missing anyone? LeBron's in a separate category. So he's harder to replace if he wasn't there. But the Warriors had already shown they didn't really need him. The only reason they need Durant is to have an unfair advantage.
But the problem with your argument is that you're willing to concede that you can approximate Kevin Durant's value. You can acknowledge that he's better than Steph Curry, and you can acknowledge, you know, that he probably is the closest thing to offsetting what LeBron brings to the table. Those three elements works in my favor to make this argument that he's more important to the Golden State Warriors.
Real quick,
in my
but you agree that had Draymond not been, you think that had Draymond not been suspended and Steph not been hurt, they would have been back-to-back champions, right? So then there's every reason to believe they would have won three in a row without Durant.
But time out. But you got to remember, I'm the same guy that said I don't believe they would have won the first year if Kyrie had gone down. I believe Cleveland would have won that first year and Golden State would have won the year that they lost. In other words, it would have switched. I still thought
it
would have been 1-1.
50-50 in year three, right? So the Golden State Warriors had a really good chance to win two out of three championships without KD.
KD's the difference.
KD hadn't been to a finals
That's
in how many
point.
Years?
KD's the difference. That's my point.
The great Stephen Smith. Not too many people like him, but I do, of course. He and Max Kellerman live on ESPN. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show.
But I won't get away with it, huh? How many times I heard that from dumb coppers, I couldn't count. He gave you a left eye to nail me, wouldn't you? Huh? You can see the headlines, can't you? Local deputy captures Johnny Rocco. Your picture'd be in all the papers. You might even get the tell on the newsreel how you pulled it off. Yeah. Well, listen, Hick. I was too much for any big city police force to handle. They tried, but they couldn't. You hick. I'll be back pulling strings to get guys elected mayor and governor before you ever get a 10-buck raise. Yeah. Public enemy, he calls me. Me, who gave him this public, all wrapped up with a fancy bow on it.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, Get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Taco Man Radio as we take a detailed look at the Golden State Warriors. No doubt about that. They are a God's team. They are destined to become the champions again in 2018, 2019. But are they really that good?
I do. I agree, because by virtue of the fact that no one else got better, the San Antonio Spurs and the Cleveland Cavaliers did not get any better this offseason, and the Golden State Warriors are young. I don't know about how much Nick Young and Omri Caspi are going to help, considering, like, basically they have their big four, they're healthy, and they're young. They're improving every year, and I don't think the Cavs and the San Antonio Spurs took a step forward, so I think their chances of winning a championship again just got better.
So what, you're saying they improved because no one else took a step up?
They had the status quo. Right. They didn't lose anybody. They didn't get any injuries in the offseason, so just by virtue of everybody falling back, I think they got better.
I think that doesn't give KD enough. I don't think it gives KD enough credit for taking less to be able to keep Iggy and Livingston together.
Great point.
You know, they entered that summer. It was a real possibility that they had to choose between those two. So not only did they keep the group together, they were able to add Caspi, who gives them some floor spacing shooting. But what it says about KD's commitment to winning, that he was willing to take less to keep those guys together, tells you they're probably not dealing with complacency, and that's a win also.
One of the things that they talked about after the first championship, Steve talked about they thought they would be better, right? Even though they brought back virtually the same roster. And I said, why do you say that? He said, because the stuff that we were doing in 2015 was just the surface level of our playbook. And now we're going to get to tertiary, fourth-level progressions in our plays and wrinkles that we never, because of familiarity with the playbook and knowing what are the different options out of everything. And so they did. I mean, arguably 73 wins, that's a pretty big improvement for a 67-win team. Then last year, obviously, you get Durant in, and you had to kind of scale it back down because you got to clean it up. And obviously, there are other new faces there, David West and JaVale McGee and whatnot. Again, they bring back all those guys, so now we're going to start seeing the deeper knowledge of the playbook, and I think that's going to make them better as well. Griff, you built teams, obviously, that faced the Warriors in the last three finals. You built the only team to defeat these Warriors. So looking forward, if you had to build, not a fantasy team, but you got to build a roster, what sort of pieces would you look for that's the anti-Warriors?
Well, part of it is the reality in the league is, and Tom, you know this too, you can't build a team to beat just one team because anything can happen along the way.
Sure.
So if you position everything for that, you're in trouble. But what the Warriors have done really well is they've gotten to the future faster than everybody else, and they're so big and athletic. You need to be versatile enough defensively to guard multiple positions, and you also need to shoot well enough and score well enough to force them to guard for 48 minutes. That's a really difficult combination of things, and that's why there's so few teams that are going to be positioned to do it in the short term. But you just never know what happens to a great team like this.
Yeah, I was going to say, the best thing you can do to beat the Warriors is have LeBron James on your team, right?
Yeah, there you go.
He's the only guy that has done it. I mean, it's pretty simple to do that, right? Just sign LeBron.
Okay.
But also, like, I go the other way on this. Do you try to beat the Warriors at their own game by having multiple positions, guys who can guard on the wing and have shooters, or do you try to go big like, say, the New Orleans Pelicans? I'm not saying they have the role players there, but Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins, I feel like that Twin Tower model might be the best chance to beating this Warriors team, because I don't think you can beat the Warriors at their own game. And so you go big and try to beat them down low.
Well, they were playing small and had a 73-win team, and then they added Kevin Durant. Who became their best rim protector. So you're not going to beat them playing their way specifically.
Right.
Obviously, the presence of LeBron gives you a really good likelihood you're going to face them when it matters. But the New Orleans model makes a lot of sense in terms of put them in an adverse situation late in the game where they have to do something they may not want to do defensively. Maybe that gives you a chance. But this is a special team for a reason.
My my dark horse pick is, if I had to take any roster in this league and say, okay, they've got the makings, Milwaukee is my pick. Because I think to beat the Warriors, you need this a zillion 6'8", 6'9" guys that can switch from guard to forward defensively, right? We're not – the versatility offensively is, you have to keep them preoccupied. But you don't need versatility on offense. You need the versatility defensively because that's where you run into problems because they'll run Durant, Curry, pick and roll, and you need someone who's long enough and quick enough to guard both those guys, and that guy really doesn't exist other than maybe a Giannis Antetokounmpo, maybe a Chris Middleton. Although that frame of guy, that's what you need, I think. But
Houston, don't forget about Houston, where they shoot and they play high pace. You got to increase that variance and make sure
I still go back to that's a beauty pageant. You're not gonna beat them in a beauty pageant. You got to beat them in a boxing ring, man.
Honestly, this team came one game away from going 16-0. So maybe this whole discussion is moved. Come on, the idea that we're going to construct this team right now. I mean, they just almost swept the entire playoffs last year. So it's really tough to beat this team.
But again, it's tough to beat this team, but nobody's entering this season believing they're not going to beat this team either.
Right.
And that's one of the things that makes this an incredible league. There have been a lot of teams that were every bit as dominant as this for a minute. What makes this impressive is their sustainability of this could be really, really good.
Right. I seem
and
to remember,
to your point, the Milwaukee thing, I agree. I think they're a team of the future in many ways.
I seem to remember a 73-9 team that didn't win the title.
Ah, shut up. All right. I got Griff here. While we're talking about Curry, I want to, again, they made me do this. We have to go and recount the story from 2009 about how Steph Curry came this close to being a Phoenix Sun. Just to set it up for everybody, I'm going to take the wind out of sails on this story because I hate it. But we thought we had a draft day deal for Steph Curry in Phoenix to the point where when the sixth pick was announced and it was Johnny Flynn to Minnesota, we all cheered in the war room. The press waiting two floors below us heard us cheering. The front page of the sports section of the Arizona Republic, they said, do you remember what it was?
I don't.
It was a picture of Curry pointing to the sky and says, a new era begins. Because we thought, signed, sealed, delivered. Needless to say, it didn't happen.
Well, unfortunately for us, Golden State, Don Nelson and Larry Riley were just as excited as the Suns were. He was on the board at 7. So I think they made the deal believing he wouldn't be there and then probably found a way to get out of it once he was. So
yeah,
I remember Daryl Morey, the night that Steph Curry got drafted, he said, that's the next Nash.
I mean, we believe the same thing, obviously.
We called him Black Nash for 2 years.
Yeah, that was the code. We really believe the same thing. That's why close doesn't matter, by the way, in deals. And that's why when people ask you, were you close to anything in free agency, it's really irrelevant. It doesn't matter. You either do or you do not.
What's the horseshoes and hand grenades?
That's
the
exactly
only place
right.
where it almost counts. It was one of those things where you think about what would have happened for our franchise. What direction would we have taken when you have that kind of talent? And by the way, he spent at least a year underutilized, underappreciated, right, in that offense, where Monte Ellis was the dominant guard, where they played AC Law ahead of him for a little bit of time there. So you think about if he had been with us from the get-go, with our trainers, with our culture, and obviously learning from Steve Nash as a all-NBA guard versus Steve Nash, the old man he is right now.
And think about the impact that would have on the team we were just talking about, like they were the 27 Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean,
this never happens if that trade happens. This never happens if his ankles don't heal. So this is such a thin margin through a season. You just can't bank on things happening.
I hate this topic. All right. We have to take
Let's
a break.
Let's keep talking about it.
Coming up, we'll discuss Isaiah Thomas and his self-proclaimed growth spurt, whether or not he'll get the Brinks truck he's looking for. Stay tuned. Oh, cookies right there. Yeah.
At 5'9", he's something special.
One of the smallest players in the NBA.
Oh! The little guy! He's making history here.
Oh, the little guy might have had a growth spurt. According to him, yes, I did have a growth spurt this summer. My first one of my life, actually. LOL. Welcome back to The Jump. Thomas is in line for a huge max deal from the Celtics. Or is he? Danny Ainge has some thinking to do because the Celtics can offer Thomas a 5-year, $177 million deal, or they can just trade him before next summer. Griff, Thomas is coming back from an injured hip. This is a really serious injury. No surgery required, though. What are your thoughts on what the Celtics should do to handle that situation?
Well, I think he said he wants to back the Brinks truck up at one point. And, you know, he averaged 29-6, so you pay that in our league. I think relative to Boston specifically, it'll be really interesting because you're going to pay more if they look like they're getting past Cleveland at this point. And also, they're a team probably as positioned as anybody ever has been to sustain the loss of a star-quality player like that because they have the elite draft assets they have. And players on value deals they could trade to bring in another star. So it's an interesting situation.
And I'm worried about this hip injury. I'm not going to lie. Like, this is the fact that a 5'9 guy needs that craftiness to get around guys. Right. He can't rely on his height, obviously. The hip drives everything in the NBA. I mean, when Steph Curry had ankle problems, the way that he solved them was to strengthen his hips. And Kawhi Leonard, you wonder why he's such a great player in the NBA physically. His hips are incredibly strong. So for Isaiah Thomas to get around guys, this is it. Like, if his hips aren't right going forward, I don't know if you're Boston, if you can hand him a max contract with those question marks.
And they'll obviously know better than everybody else the status of that. So
right.
Speculating on that part doesn't help, I don't think.
And on that front, they did get new trainers on their staff this season. So that's another big change, not just with Gordon Hayward in the fold and the youngsters. They have a new training staff to handle those.
I think the question still lies on 5 years, $177 million. It's never the first year that we worry about, right? It's years 3, 4, and definitely 5. And the idea is, so in your estimation, you do that now because the window is open now, and then you worry about that later? Or how do you mitigate that?
Well, I think, again, because they're poised for such great sustainability into the future, they probably aren't going to play the short game. They're going to take the long view of it. So if they decide to give Isaiah that money, it's going to be because they believe he's positioned to be highly competitive for several years into the future, because they're not going to be a team that mortgages everything they've built on the short view. So.
Do you have to sit down with a player like Isaiah Thomas and say, look, I know you're coming up on a big contract this summer, but we need to keep the main thing this year. Not to bring it all back, but like, do you have to sit down a guy and say, I know these contract negotiations are probably on your mind, but we need to focus on winning?
It all depends on how he's handled things to this point. I mean, he may have made it very clear he's not concerned about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to give him the benefit of the doubt there, too. So I don't know how you would approach it.
Let me ask you, Kevin Love. When Kevin Love, you mentioned that earlier, he was going into his contract year and mm-hmm. people were telling you he's not staying. How did you guys handle that situation?
Very directly. You know, trade deadline, Kevin, are you really all in on this? It's the same concept. You don't win a championship unless everybody is all in. Mm-hmm. There's no in between. And you have that conversation with Kevin, and it, very bluntly, if you want to be here, we want you, and if you don't, then tell us. Because it's not okay to bring down the ship later. It's not okay to undermine what goes on.
Right.
It's okay to say, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. That's much better than causing everybody else to fail. And I think if you're very direct, you can avoid those situations.
Right. And by the way, all in, that's why they put on one of the shirts. let's get to an anniversary we all remember. It's the 25th anniversary of the Dream Team's gold medal win over Croatia in the 92 Olympics. When you have 7 players scoring double figures, well, the 117-85 score could be considered close in this case. Check out part of the USA box score. Let's take a look here. Griff, what do you remember most about the Dream Team? Look at that.
So the sheer awe that their opponents felt. I mean, the great piece NBA TV did, the documentary about the practice sessions those guys had. To see the other players on other teams talking about that team's sheer greatness was really inspiring. And the other thing is, it opened the door for modern free agency. It completely changed the face of modern free agency. So that stands out to me as well.
Globally, it's hard to find something that was bigger, made a bigger impact on the game of basketball. I mean, consider at that time in 1992, there were 7% of the NBA were born outside the United States. That number is 24% now. So it's tripled, more than tripled since then. And think about that. A quarter of the NBA is not American players. That's an amazing fact, and I think a lot of it has to be attributed to that Dream Team that just took the whole world by storm.
The other thing the Dream Team introduced was the ideas of buddies playing together in the summertime, and that opened the door for super teams as we know it today.
So what do you think? Let me know on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. Are they the greatest basketball team of all time? Are they? They're greater than Michael Jordan and the Bulls? Tell me. Greater than Kareem and the Lakers? Tell me. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Or drop it on the guilt-free text line. 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He's a bit shaggy, but he's clean. There he is.
I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight. It's never too soon to wanna please you, to wanna keep you. I wanna do it all for you. I wanna be your rubber ball. I wanna be the one you love most of all. Oh yeah.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
We'll close things up tonight on the Johnny Taco Show with the Sunday baseball schedule. Pittsburgh's going to play at Toronto. Colorado's going to Miami. Cleveland's going to be at Tampa Bay. Minnesota playing in Detroit. The Giants, the hapless Giants, playing the Washington Nationals in the nation's capital. New York Mets are playing Philadelphia. Kansas City's with the Chicago White Sox. The Cincinnati Reds are taking on Milwaukee. Atlanta's going to be in St. Louis. Houston will be in Texas. Baltimore will be across the bay in the city by the bay. Oakland, California. And the LA Angels are going to be in Seattle. The Cubs are going to Arizona. The San Diego Padres will play the Dodgers in the Battle of Southern California. And, of course, the Boston Red Sox and, of course, the New York Yankees hooking it up at 8 o'clock on ESPN Sunday night. A fantastic day of baseball, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the Johnny Taco Radio Network. Don't forget, we are each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time right here on the Johnny Taco Radio Network. Till next time, have a great day.